Okay, here we go, guys. Hey, mystery.
Hey.
Sorry about that. Another technical glitch for the Fakeologist shit show.
Yeah, the fakeologist.com thing, I think, wasn't working.
Oh, that's down too. Yeah, don't worry. Don't worry. Really? If it ain't one thing, it's another.
Wow.
That's always something. The Fakeologist forums is up. This, I don't think, is my fault. I don't think, but I'm not sure. Yeah, the Fakeologist forum seems to be working. So, but there might be some other.
Yeah, FakoTube is working.
Yeah, that's a separate. That's a separate server here. Let me start the show here, and we'll get going here. And welcome everybody.
So if I want to put a link to this on my
hold
Patreon,
on one sec.
How do I? Oh, sorry.
Oh, hold on. Oh, sorry, if you want to put a link to the show.
Yeah, because I announced it on Patreon.
Yeah, I saw. I got the message because I'm one of your patrons. Well, yeah, for some reason the blog is down, but if they just go to FakoTube, they will.
FakoTube, okay.
Yeah, it'll be streaming live.
Okay,
cool. Okay, let me start the audio again. Good evening, everybody. It is Monday, August the 5th, 2024. This is the Fakeologist Show. Hello. We just drove in from Buffalo tonight. So we were spending all our Monopoly money with the family down there in Buffalo, dropping worthless Canadian fiat currency and seeing how far it doesn't go in the United States, teaching everybody how to do rapid exchange rates in their head, showing how to add 40% to the price of any label to get a good feel for what it's really going to sting and really cost us. So I'm a little late, and apologies. And then, of course, fakeologist.com isn't working when I sit down. And what else? The link I sent Mr. E didn't work because that software changed something. So everything is normal. Just a normal technological pile of glitches. But we're on and we're broadcasting live. And we have the one and only Mr. E all the way from somewhere in the Far East. Mr. E, welcome to the show.
Hey. Finally.
Finally. So it's morning where you are, so you're just starting your day, I think.
I am, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, so, try and do all the talking. Just give me hand signs and I'll help you out, buddy.
Yeah, I'll just make strange sounds now and then.
Give me grunting sounds, yeah. Okay, well, that's good.
Like Joe Biden.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll just mumble.
He'll mumble. I think he's written out of the script at this point. I don't know how much more we're going to see of that body double.
I think people have forgotten about him, too. Like, no one remembers him anyway, so.
Joe who? Isn't this that
yeah,
the
no one. No one will even notice.
So Joe who? I mean, that's really what it's all about.
Like, we could really, like, never see him again, and no one would even
it wouldn't matter.
Notice.
And they probably wouldn't even question it. It's worth move. Bring on the next actor. Come on.
Yeah.
This is the TikTok generation. I think the president should only be president for 3 hours, and then we should just do another one. What do you think?
Yeah, that's a good idea. Actually, or like one day maybe.
A one day president. Everyone just take a turn, take a whack at the pinata as the ship goes down.
Well, all they do is read speeches written by someone else.
Yeah.
Anyway, right? Which is kind of what actors do. They read a script, you know?
Well, Joe Biden just made it clear that the president has nothing to do with running the United States corporation. Absolutely nothing.
That's useful to think of it as a corporation.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I mean, how could you have this powerful, or any country for that matter, such a powerful, you know, organization, and they're just going to, like, you know, share power every 4 years with someone else, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, no, that's not going to happen. Like, companies don't even do that, you know?
Yeah, I was just going to say.
CEOs, but they have a board of directors. Even a company has a board of directors that really runs the show. You know what I mean?
I would almost say, from what my little experience, I don't run companies. I'm just sort of a plebe. But I think there, there's the executive committee. I wouldn't even say the board of directors have a whole hell of a lot to do with it. I think they're more to show for show and guidance. They pick up their 20 grand. I really think it's just the senior executive team and the president.
Well, the shareholders as well.
I don't think they have a lot to do with it either.
Well, they do actually. I think they do. They will go around. Okay. Major shareholders, the large institutions, you know, not only BlackRock or Vanguard, but even just there's a lot of money out there in institutions. They will go around and meet with the CEOs, and the CEOs have to make their case to the investors.
Well, I suppose if they want more money. But I'm a bit of an investor myself. And by the way, there was a bit of a downdraft today, but because the United States, it was more major in Japan, but I think Japan
went down 12% in one day.
Yeah.
Crazy.
But let's wait.
I'm surprised it didn't stop. Usually they close the market down when that happens.
Well, usually they have a stop. They have a stop. What do they call it?
Yeah, I forget what they call it. Like a shutdown.
It's a break. It's an emergency break.
Break, yeah.
That's what they call it.
Yeah. A breaker.
Yeah, it's a breaker switch. I don't know if that activated in the New York Stock Exchange or the NASDAQ, but in the end, it was only a couple percent for most companies in the United States. And tomorrow there probably will be a bounce. It's a great time to buy. And
well, maybe not yet. It's going to shake out for a while, I think. It's been going up so much for really no reason necessarily.
Well, just because more money is chasing a set of number of shares. So
yeah, it's a correction.
It's a very minor correction so far. Like, to me, if the stock market on average lost 50%, I would call that a super haircut. but again, over the next year, that's a great time to buy, and it'll just rally back.
It is. It is true that you want to buy when there's blood on the streets. You know, buy when everyone else is fearful.
You want to run into the store when everyone's heading for the exits.
Yeah,
that's when you get
sure.
the deal.
That's investment 101 right there.
Very difficult to do, by the way. Very, very difficult.
Well, look at COVID, right? In 2020, you know, it seemed like the end of the world, right? So who's buying? Everyone was selling. Everything was on. I just look at it. Everything goes on sale.
Yeah, it's on sale. If you would have bought
Here's how you invest. You find a good company that's having a temporary problem.
Yeah.
Right, and then it's on sale basically, and it will bounce back. But some companies have structural problems, and then they'll never come back. But anyway,
that's right.
Free investment advice.
It's worth everything.
On Fakeologist.
It's worth everything. By the way, you're kind of choppy. Are you on the old?
Oh, really?
Are you on the Safari again or what?
I don't think so. Wait, am I? Oh, I am. How did that happen?
Well, you can go and come back for a second.
That's weird.
I don't want you to be choppy.
Can I switch over? I totally planned it out, and it didn't happen.
That's all right. Last time you were okay on Safari, so let's just go to Chrome or Brave or whatever.
Yeah, Chrome is. Let me try to switch over there.
And by the way, Kate, Emma, you're not late because I'm late, and I told Mr. E to come later, so I'm a little late tonight. And Mr. E is coming in over here. So now you're over here now. You over here? Okay. He's over here, but we can't hear him, so he's got to fix his audio probably.
I'm good.
Oh, you're good.
I'm here.
Now you're here. Okay. Awesome.
That was a seamless transition.
You were in two places at once, and then then you just slid right over. Yeah, so free investment advice. It was a down day, but because it's so huffy and puffy for the last year, couple of years, I think it was a trim. So I wouldn't worry about it. I'm not worried, but it's just like the weather. If it rains really hard, it's Noah's Ark time. That's how things are reported today.
Yeah.
So let's calm down, everybody. We know that everything is super
exaggerated.
Yeah,
there's so much fear. Well, even in this, in the, you know, in the so-called truther community, you know, there's, it's so easy just to get caught up in fear and kind of just lose your head, you know?
I think Les Luthor on Twitter, he's the one that really spanks truthers. I don't know if you follow him on Twitter.
No, I don't know who that is.
Oh, he's super. He basically says, you know, you guys are just fighting over what he calls chicken feed. These guys just throw out the chicken feed, and you truthers, you just jump on it and start chewing it up. Wasting time.
Yeah, well, that's the thing is people are looking for ideas to make videos about and stuff, right?
Yeah.
And then they that's the thing is, like, I don't really like reacting to things.
Yes.
You know, or it feels like half the time that's kind of what I'm doing, I suppose, but not all the time. Because I have other things like projects I'm working on or just my own ideas. But then it seems like, well, maybe they're not even, nobody cares. They're not relevant because they're not react. You know, there's a whole reaction industry out there. They give us something and then we react to it.
Yeah.
But then we're kind of their slaves in a way, right? We should be detached from them.
We're addicted to the media. Let's face it. And the presidential show has just turned into the entire media. It is the media for this year. There's nothing else happening.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that, you know, that maybe it's all just a distraction for their next major operation.
Yeah. Well, maybe, yeah, if you believe that the vaccine genocide is a real thing, which I know there are lots of doubters. I don't mind. I allow doubters on this site. And
I met with a lawyer the other day because I was trying to sue my former company.
Awesome.
But it looks like I can't do it though, really, because it would be. But anyway, but he was a good lawyer. He was honest.
Oh, really?
And he was like, and he was on my side. Like, he knew the whole thing was a scam.
Mm-hmm.
But he was saying his theory was that, and he, you know, just, you know, he's some lawyer, right? Some older guy who's a rational person, right? So he's not into the supernatural and all that, right? So he was just thinking, well, looks like the pharma companies, you know, did this scam and with the government media made tons of money. And he was thinking like, it's a long-term kill off. Like he used the word 20 years. In fact,
wow. It's a slow kill.
A slow kill, yeah. So he was on the slow kill side of the equation, which
makes sense to me.
It does seem like death rates have elevated, you know, quite a bit. I know tons of people that have died or had serious health issues.
Yes.
One of my friends here, her mother got jabbed immediately, like had a stroke and went into shock, and they thought she was going to die. But then she kind of made some kind of amazing recovery, you know. But even the doctor like said, yeah, that was caused by the jab, you know, that, you know, but
I know you've told those stories before, and
so, you know, people just have to look at the data they have. It's hard to trust anything in the media because you don't know if it's real or not, right?
Exactly.
But it does, although, you know, on the other hand, my wife's entire family, like everyone in her extended family got jabbed. And none of them have like died or anything. So it's kind of weird.
Well, I do think that only a small percentage got the clot shot. I think for the most part, they let most people get the saline. And that's I think we've talked about that before. I think that's how I would do it. I would only, they are called hot lots.
The certain lots that were kind of poisonous, basically. Or...
I think so. I think that's how I would do it. You can't kill everybody at once. That's a big
problem. Well, it depends on the agenda. Is it to make money? Is it to kill everyone? I would do the slow kill. I would do the sterilization like they showed in that TV show.
I
forget the name of it.
I'm
Utopia.
With you there. Yeah.
I would do a sterilization that really doesn't even kill anybody, but they're not able to breed anymore. that would, if genocide was your goal, you know?
I think it's one of the goals. I think there are so many goals on this. I really still think that they really want to bring in a digital ID, and what that will do is it will really control where people move, how they consume.
Yeah, that's true.
I think we have, and there's the only way you can do that is to convince people that if they don't have the digital ID, then they're toxic to other people, and you have to sort of You have to work in the vaccine because you got to say you got your shot so you can move around because you're certified. It's almost like certifying a car every year. I still don't know if it's going to work because I don't know if people lose the belief in the fact that they are contagious or could be contagious if they don't have vaccines, then I'm not sure it'll work. And then they'll say, well, what do I need a digital passport? Because there is no virus, there is no contagion, so I don't need it. And then the whole program goes out the window. Unless you can think of another way to tell people they need a digital ID.
Well, keep you safe from the scammers and stuff, the online fraud. That's another major thing they're doing now, too.
Yeah, and you know what? I've been playing with digital IDs because there are certain websites that are really it's a nuisance to log into. So I decided that I'm going to use my face to open my phone, and I do use my fingerprint to open my phone now. I've resisted for a long time, but I listen to a couple guys say, listen, they already know everything about you. So, and I know I've been fingerprinted in the U.S. because I got arrested once for speeding. So I know
they fingerprinted you for that.
Absolutely. Anytime you're processed, you get fingerprinted.
Wow.
Yeah. No, I got processed for speeding. And it's funny because I was just in that town tonight, and it brought back some memories from 40 years ago because, you know, I said I'd never go back to this town, but it's just over the border. And, yeah, I got thrown in jail because I didn't have enough cash to pay my bail for a speeding ticket. Hello, speeding ticket? Yeah, that's a true thing. If you get arrested in the United States and you're not an American citizen, they will set bail. Because their excuse is, well, we want to make sure you come back for the court date.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Well, that's a good point, though, that, the COVID thing was all about control.
Yeah.
Movement, limit, you need to do certain things so you can leave your house or go into a store.
Well, I think also someone said the reason why China's so ahead on the digital ID and the lockdowns and the movement is because when all those Chinese lose their jobs, they're going to riot because they're not going to have anything to do, and they're really going to need to lock these places down to prevent riots and unrest and all that, because I think the Chinese debt is a lot higher than even the American debt.
They don't really have a strong economy, actually. It's
a house of cards. Well, it's built on tremendous debt. So
Japan is technically bankrupt. That's kind of why they're...
I think we're all bankrupt. It's just a level of bankruptcies. If you look at the debt clock or the worldwide debt ratios, I mean, China is one of the highest. U.S. isn't far behind, and they just added $1 trillion in debt for Canada. Have you looked at this thing before? Can you see the screen?
Let me try to make that larger.
USdebtclock.org.
And it's real time.
Ticking away.
Nice.
Tick, 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 tick. So the total United States national debt is $35 trillion.
Yeah, that's like such a huge number. You don't even know what that means.
It's 104,000 a citizen, or 268,000 per taxpayer, because there's lots of people that aren't taxpayers. And it's just crazy. Now I know there's an equivalent for Canada. This is an app, but you can download it. So I just think that this is because what they want to do, because computers are so powerful now, they want to inventorize everything in the entire world and control it down to the
a
blade of grass.
For sure. Yeah. Exactly. It's like a farm. I kind of just think of it like we're the farm animals.
Yeah.
They're the ones, they're the farmers, and they're just trying to manage the resources.
Yeah.
And, if you look at what they do to farm animals, no, a lot of farmers do treat their animals humanely, but at the end of the day, they're slaughtered, right? There's controlled breeding, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with farming, but I'm just using, I'm not sure we should treat human beings the same way we treat animals, but that's kind of what they're doing now. It's like, okay, this one's a breeder, and this one is useless, so let's get rid of that one. And you know, and then we gotta put them in the kennel. You know, we gotta feed them, we gotta clean up their crap. You know, but at the end of the day, they're not really, you know, you don't want to be treated like a farm animal, really. But that's kind of what they're doing.
Okay, here's the other one here. This is the world debt clock. So the United States, their national debt is, I guess it's the highest. It looks like it's the worst. So their public debt to GDP ratio is 89%. So China's is only 82%. So, and China national debt's only 14 trillion. So, yeah, I guess the U.S. is in worse shape by a long shot.
Yeah, you see Japan, 300%, right? And they have the aging population because they're all kind of androgynous snowflakes over there now, you know?
Yeah, that's a bad number for China, for Japan, isn't it? Italy's pretty bad. Yeah. Canada's pretty bad. We're at 130%. The United States is only 90%. But the actual debt is way higher in the United States. So if there's only 335 million people in the United States, allegedly, and they owe 35 trillion. But China allegedly has 1.4 billion, and their debt's only 14 trillion. So I think they need another number here, debt per person, per capita.
Well, that's when they do these world wars and all that kind of stuff, right? They can always come up with some kind of plan, some kind of event to. And that's kind of what COVID, like some people are saying, the whole COVID thing was related to this financial crisis and the debt and all that stuff, right?
Yeah, it's just, yeah.
In debt to the Fed. Who owns the Fed? I guess that's the question, right? In debt to the Fed. Is that correct?
Well, yeah, I guess in a way. But
the people who, we can't say who owns the Fed.
Well, it's, yeah, I know.
It's illegal.
Well, I think that you could say the Jews are overrepresented in running. But I don't know if they own the paper. I mean, then it comes down to, well, who are the owners? See, I think there's three levels. Jan Erik talks about it in our audio
chat. Who owns
chat.
The farm?
There's owners, managers, and everyone else. The herd.
The workers, yeah. The herd. Some of them are workers, you know, useful
now,
workers.
I don't think the Jews are the owners. I think they might own a piece, but they're definitely hired as managers in a lot of cases, but I don't think they're the owners. I think there are lots of owners all over the place. And but anyway, so that's what I think it's all about. It's about the digital ID. And now I think the other thing,
digital currency as well.
That's definitely just part of that's part of what they want to do. The digital currency and inventorizing everything on Earth, every asset.
It's basically high tech communism.
Yeah, what's
kind of societies like? They had paper, and you needed a piece of paper to go across town. You needed to have papers that explained why you need to do that.
Yeah.
You know, you need to buy a dozen eggs, and it's like, well, do you have the paper that shows that you're allowed to do that?
Yeah, with computers, it's going to be amazing how they can control that. It's just, I don't think it's there yet, but
it'll be the thought police as well. Yeah. Oh, that guy used the wrong pronoun, so therefore he's bad. Don't allow him in your store.
Yeah, that'll be the social credit aspect of it. Yeah, I've talked about it before. There'll be a carbon aspect, a social aspect. Straight up just currency aspect. They'll all be tied to calculate where you can go and what you can eat and what you can buy. And
meanwhile, they're trying to, you got to get the injections, and you got to use the right pronouns, and then they can transform, if that's part of the thing, is to transform humanity somehow into something else, you know.
The injection part is the part I don't agree with. I could live with a lot of the control.
Exactly,
I just don't want to die. And I'm not.
Our body, that's our territory, right? That's putting stuff into our bodies is where they cross the line.
Well, I don't want poison in my body. I've actually worked really hard at staying away from poison my whole life. So have to have poison to function, I don't agree with that part.
That's where they cross the line into, it's like, okay, you guys, you know, you can do some certain things that are understandable and you can tolerate them. But you know, that there's the skin is like a wall, you know, they're breaching the wall of your sovereign, your body.
Yeah. Living,
crossing a line.
Yeah. Living is my line. I like to live. So if they want to cross that line, they're going to have to find somebody else. Ooh, you got an Orson Welles truth bomb.
Oh, dude, we got to watch that. We got to start with that because Orson Welles here. He's like some people may not even know who he is.
I just watched Citizen Kane. Have you watched Citizen Kane?
Yeah, I don't know that I really understood that movie, but it's I watched it a long time ago.
Okay, if you missed the first 5 minutes like I did because I was playing with the sound system, you'll miss the whole thing. I got to the end. And I said, "What is Rosebud? Did I miss something?" So I had to go back. I missed the beginning. If you don't know what Rosebud means, then you got to go back.
Well,
so
let's take a minute to think about Orson Welles. He started out on the radio, sponsored by the government. The government supported his theater company, and he did that War of the Worlds radio show that kind of freaked everyone out.
Right.
You know, I forget when that was, maybe the 20s or 30s.
It was the 30s, but they said it wasn't real. That wasn't the purpose, but that's what ended up happening.
They're trying to play it down now, but I don't know. Because I watched a movie about it when I was young, so maybe I'm, you know, influenced by that. But it does seem like people were kind of freaked out by it, though. So he's a major player in the theater. He knows what he's talking about when it comes to actor. He's an actor himself, a writer, whatever, you know. He independently made all his movies, like a legend. He's a legend in the film. So let's listen to what he has to say. He might know what's going on. And for some reason, he kind of spoke a little bit of truth here.
It's the War of the Worlds 1938 radio drama. That's what it was.
Yeah.
So I'm going to put a link to this in the FakoTube chat because my fakeologist is down. Now, it could be my fault, by the way, because what I was doing is I was adding biometrics to fakeologist, which means you could log in with your fingerprint. Now, I don't store the fingerprint. I know people think I do, but you'll be able to log into the website. It does work, but it may have crashed the site. So I don't know because my hosting company also was bought over in the last month. So now, so I'm expecting problems in the future because it used to be run by a bunch of ladies in Jacksonville, Florida.
They got replaced by a bunch of trannies.
Well, I don't know what happened, but somebody bigger bought them. So I don't know. Now I don't hear from the ladies anymore. So I hear from other people. So,
That's the farm. They're controlling the. Yeah, I mean, here's another thing about the digital ID, though, too. It's going to access what you can log on to or not.
Yeah, because
I have a lot of problems just trying to log in.
I know.
It's hard. Even BitChute, it's like they won't let me log in. You know what I mean? It's like, and then one of these days you're going to wake up, you won't be able to log into anything because you use the wrong pronouns or something.
Oh, I know.
You know,
I know.
It's like we're dependent on the internet, and then you can't access it. And it's like, I guess you got to learn how to grow food now.
Yeah, you know? I know. It will. I want to look at it from a positive point of view. I if I can.
Yeah. What is that?
Well.
No, there is a positive. Spiritually, it's all positive.
I think it'll be okay. I'm not afraid of technology. I love technology, so yeah. I'm not afraid of it. I know knives can be good and can be bad.
We can't get rid of
knives. Cars can be very bad for most people. I mean, the way people drive and almost ran us off the road and whatnot today.
Yeah, that is a thing. There is an automatic resistance to technology that you see in the truther community, right? Like all technology is bad and it's all.
Yeah.
That conversation's probably been going on for like 300 years. You know?
Of course. You know, of course.
You know, the steam engine or the railroad, it's the end of the world. It's the railroad. Yeah.
Well, even the car was the end of the road for a lot of blacksmiths. So they were probably trashing the car. You know, of course
they're making the horseshoes.
Well, of course. You don't need horses if you got a car. So
yeah. Well, even horses had all kinds of horse crap all over the place.
What about that guy? He was picking up the horse crap on the main road, so he lost his job. Obviously.
Anyway, let's watch Orson.
Let's listen to Orson.
I don't think politicians are natural crooks.
Not all of them.
No, I don't think most of them are. I think they are actors. And actors are neither men nor women. Actors belong to a third sex. Actors are actors. And one aspect of it is the political game. But that kind of acting is not lying, as long as it refers to and reflects and exalts the essential, commonly held ideals of a culture. Those performances are part of our culture, even though they are performances.
It's predetermined. It's scripted entertainment.
There's this guy.
Yeah,
we
that
don't
guy.
Call it bleeding. We call it getting color. You're going to have your sharp edge, and you're going to...
This is a wrestler, by the way.
Twist yeah. and squeeze. It's going to open up your capillaries, and you're going to start bleeding, and it's just going to provide for a good look.
Now, it could be theatrical blood, or it could be real blood.
Did that actually happen? Was it an accident?
I'm going with theatrical.
Or was it part of the show? Yeah. Well, I'm here to tell you, it was part of the show. And here's the secret. It works because you rarely see it. It's not something you see on a nightly basis.
Actors belong to a third sex.
Nobody will hire you.
Oh, yeah?
Tootsie.
This is an inflection yeah. point.
Tootsie gets the job.
This is a moment in time that is requiring us each as individuals and collectively to look in a mirror and ask, who are we?
Who are you?
You almost understand, don't you, Bill? You're a different race from us, a different species, a different class. What You're show? Not one of us.
What show was that?
You can stop it. What that's show? A show called, that's a movie called The Society.
Okay.
I believe maybe it's from the 80s or something, a long time ago. This is a great movie. It's kind of like They Live.
Okay.
That's a classic. It's a classic movie. It's great. Yeah. But it's very disturbing.
It's called The Society. I got to look that up.
It crosses the line, but it's really disturbing. But it's very true in many ways, I think.
It's called The Society or something else?
I think so. It might be just called Society. It's either The Society or Society.
Is it an old movie because it's black and
yeah.
white?
Yeah. Yeah, maybe 80s.
Society film. Oh, early 80s? 1989? No.
Maybe. Yeah, that sounds about right. That's it right there.
That's
yeah.
it? Okay.
Society. It's called Society. Yeah. Yeah. What does it say at the end of that paragraph? He suspects his wealthy parents are a part of a gruesome cult for the social elite.
Okay. Okay, I'll watch it. I love news here. I definitely take movie suggestions, and I'll put it in the chat there so we can watch that. That's good. Why is it in black and white, though, in this clip?
No, that's me. I did that.
Oh, you did that. Okay.
I'm just trying to, like, you know, mix it up a little bit.
I really like your clips. I mean, the way you mash stuff together, it packs a great punch. That's a talent right there, buddy.
Yeah,
I like that.
Well, even the Orson, you can just stop it if you want.
No, I want to play the rest. Yeah. I like your clips. Let's go.
Okay.
You have to be born in the society. Alien scum. No, we're not from outer space or anything like that. We have been here as long as you have. It's a matter of good breeding, really. Scum.
People for years have debated, did that really happen or was it part of the show?
You see, Bill, it's like this. There's no business like show business.
I like that. I like your videos. That's great. That's good.
So, I mean, if we tie that to Orson Welles, right? Politicians are actors. He actually said that, right?
Yeah, of course.
And they kind of reflect. I mean, you know, if you think of Trump, right? He does reflect the values that people have. Conservative values.
The chattering classes hate him.
Well, it's the mistake that people they place their values on him and they think he has the same values, which he probably doesn't. You know what I mean? Or she, whatever he is.
He's faking that he is like you and me and everyone else. He never has, and he never will be. Yeah. But he says what we all think. That's what works.
Yeah.
But he doesn't.
I like what he says. I agree with a lot of what he says.
Yes, you do. But what the other guy is for the chattering classes, the people that think they're above the hoi polloi, the modern, the ordinary worker. There is a management class that can't stand them. You see, that's how I look at it. So there's one for everyone. There's someone for everybody. So Trump pretends to represent the working guy, the guy in the bottom.
Yeah.
And then the other guy, whoever, Kamala or Joey, they're supposedly representing the chattering classes, the people that the professionals, the management class, that they don't identify with football and beer.
Liberal elite.
The limousine.
I probably spent enough time out in the country when I was a kid. And all my family, you know, they're all like working class for the most part, you know, relatives, all these kind of people. And
that's what I am.
So, but I've spent time around the, you know, wealthy people and these kind of things. And they just haven't, you know, like I'm different. You know what I mean? It's kind of like that movie, the Society. Like, I'm not one of them, you know. Even though, you know, I'm kind of able to work around them sometimes. If I work really hard, I can. And I've met, you know, like, you know, billionaires, right? And they're liberal. They just look down. They do view normal people you know, they just hate. They really look down at normal people. You know what I mean?
The everyday person, yeah. They don't identify, and they don't want to hang out with them. They don't want their children breeding with them. Yeah. They just want to stay on top. Yeah, I get it.
You know, and so Kamala kind of represents the upper class, the cultured elite or whatever it is, you know, the progressive, right? Oh, we're progressive. We have all these new ideas. Look at, we got new, like we can change our gender now. Isn't that amazing? We can go to the moon. We can change our gender. We're like gods, you know?
Yeah, that's
all this secular humanism kind of stuff. And it's the Homo Deus belief system, you know?
So we're going to talk Kamala. That's how I advertise the show tonight. Kamala and the Olympics. It's the hottest thing going on right now. So we're talking about
Olympics.
And well, by the way,
the assassination. Yeah. So the assassination attempt could have been.
Oh, right. We left off on that. That's right.
Either cutting the ear with the, because those guys are professionals. So I do see, it's wrestling, right? Politics is kind of like wrestling anyway.
Absolutely.
So this happened, this wrestling analogy.
Yeah. So this happened before. This happened after this last talked. We talked in July. So.
Yeah, it did. Yeah, even though you probably talked about it already.
No. We're talking about it with your filter. So we'll watch this. This is your Trumpomania. And this is another absolute gem. I put it on FakoTube, by the way. Let me just make sure.
I got this from Deutsche Videos. Used that old wrestling clip, so that's how I found out.
Is that right?
The wrestling clip from Trump from a long time ago.
What's Deutsche Videos?
He's an interesting channel. I think he's on YouTube, but he gets banned a lot. Deutsche Videos. He used to be German Videos.
Okay, let's find that too.
Deutsche Videos.
You're dropping links like crazy. Deutsche.
He's one of the few guys I would recommend because he's in person, you know.
Deutsche Videos. Hold on a sec. We got to find this guy now.
It's on YouTube.
You're dropping links. Deutsche Videos.
But he did a video about that, and so I wasn't going to do it. But then later on, I think it was Hulk Hogan came on the Republican convention. So then I was able to add a little bit extra because that didn't happen when he made his video.
Am I spelling that wrong? Deutsche Videos?
However, I don't know how it's spelled. Nobody can spell that word.
Is it Deutsch, like German?
German. Yeah. Okay. I think he lives in Germany.
I must
like
be
an American
stupid.
Guy.
I can't spell Deutsche.
Maybe he's Canadian, though.
Deutsche. How do you spell Deutsche? Hold on a sec. We're going to find
here. Deutsche.
D-E-U-C-C-H-E. Yeah. Deutsche Videos. We're going to find him. This is the problem with...
Promoting the competition. No, just kidding. That's another problem. The truthers are competing with each other instead of working together.
No, I love recommending. Hold on. Deutsche Videos. Wait, German Videos 7th channel. Okay.
That might make sense. That might. Yeah, there you go.
Okay,
that's it
videos.
Right
Okay.
You're so subscribed already.
I am subscribed. I don't even know why. Okay. You maybe
see, he did his video right there, right? But that's how I found out about the clip.
Okay, I'm
so I didn't use his video. I got the clip myself, and then but then I had the Hulk Hogan thing came out afterwards after he put up his video, so I was able to, you know, add a different
okay, if anyone wants
I was able
a link
to add to it.
Because my fakeologist.com blog is down right now, all these links are in FakoTube, which is a separate platform. It almost went down this week because I couldn't pay my bill because somebody took my credit card. So I'm waiting for the new number. So everything is happening at once. So FakoTube is still up, though. And I put a link here in the FakoTube chat. So go over there and grab it, FakoTube.com. I think you have to be logged in for the FakoTube chat, though. So just saying, it's easy to sign up. So let's go back to Mr. E. See how we get off in tangents here? This is what I love about the internet. We talk about one thing, we go somewhere else, and then we get it all. We get you all the information. No other channel has this kind of information. So don't waste your time at the other places. And you're not going to lose your money in the stock market. So everybody calm down. It's going to be fine. Now's a great time to buy.
Do not worry.
Buy
Take
something.
Take a look at what happened. Oh.
Do it.
That's the Elvis shot, by the way.
Elvis?
Well, they...
What do you mean, Elvis?
Well, there was a shot where they had Trump looking down like he's praying and they formed a triangle. I'm not sure this is the shot. Maybe I think it is.
Well, that's not on here, you mean, when he's giving that speech?
Yeah, well, there's a shot of him being down on the ground like he's praying.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Someone took a shot. I don't know if that – it looked like this, but this might not quite be it. And by the way, this guy is hilarious. Hold on. This guy, this actor here.
Exactly, yeah. I heard some things that people have like, discovered who he was. He's a crisis actor.
Yeah.
I don't know. I haven't seen the details of that, but did you see something about that?
Yeah, and this woman here.
I mean, he seems
here,
like it. Is that another one?
Well, PK Truth was analyzing the video to try and make sense of it. And the whole crowd behind him, the bleacher crowd, they never left. When everyone evacuated, they stayed behind. So,
I mean, if shots are ringing out, I would duck.
These guys
are like not ducking.
They're kind of overacting. I love how this guy's looking to left and right.
The guy with the hat on is classic.
Okay, so you showed you spliced in a WrestleMania shot.
Exactly.
I thought that was the Trump shot where he's laying
on
the ground.
That's not Trump. No.
I know.
That's showing that it's all wrestling. Think of it as wrestling, right?
Absolutely.
It's part of the show.
Oh, I agree.
This is how they get fake blood. Now, there may be other ways to get fake blood, but this is one thing they do in wrestling all the time. And I don't watch wrestling, so I'm not an expert, but I had to look into this a bit. And they have certain thing, and then they call it getting color glowing, and it is real blood that the wrestlers do. They don't get scarred, and they're not even hurt or injured or anything. It's amazing. It's like a magic trick, you know. It's
they don't get a scar.
No, they're fake. They cut themselves on the forehead all the time, and there's no scarring. Okay. Although sometimes they overdo it, and there is, you know, if they do it correctly, because that other guy in the other video we just watched, he had no scars.
Okay. That's cool.
Oh yeah, yeah. It's not as it's like a technique they use to just get the blood flowing, like.
So it's more like a needle prick.
Yeah, yeah. Like acupuncture or something.
There's always a scar. I can tell you right now because like everyone here knows my daughter's a type 1 diabetic. So when you start poking yourself, the skin gets tough. It doesn't scar as in a big line, but when you poke a little hole. That's surgery, and there is a repair process that has to occur. Otherwise, you'll bleed to death. So your body does create a little tiny tissue, and if you do that 10,000 times, you're gonna have you're not gonna have smooth skin. Let's put it that way. That's scar tissue. So here we go.
Yeah, now it's all bloody.
Yeah.
Hey, look at that!
<It's> Trump. Trump. Well, that's not really Trump, man.
And they tried to kill the next President of the United States. Enough was enough. And I said, let Trumpomania run wild, brother. Let Trumpomania rule again.
Donald Trump is anointed by God.
Many people are saying it's by God.
Miracle. He felt it was divine intervention.
God is among us.
I had God on my side.
I think it was a miracle.
If I can convince you of something that's not true, the joke's on you. It's not on me.
Ah, that's great.
Who was the last voice there? Do you know who that is?
I do know who it is.
The guy who said, if I can convince you of something that's not true.
That was
Billy Corgan. That was Billy Corgan of the Smashing Pumpkins.
Okay, so
he owns a wrestling company.
Okay, I wouldn't have guessed that. Okay. I don't know.
People caught that. But that was, he actually explains wrestling a lot, and he says, yeah, wrestling is the analogy of our culture because there's heroes and villains, and that's how the world stage is like a wrestling match, you know?
I agree. This whole wrestling intertwining of with Trump and the political theater is just awesome. And you know what? People love it because they love wrestling. I never got into wrestling,
yeah,
but they love it. Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, it's exciting. It's
Gladiator.
Like, what did Kamala say now? And what did Trump say now? And what happened to Joe? You know, it's all entertaining. It's an entertainment for the. For the peasants, I guess.
For the masses.
I'm a peasant as well, I guess.
Yeah. Well, I never got into worldwide wrestling, but everyone
else. I watched it when I was a kid.
So you were into it too.
Now, when I was young.
I put that on FAQ too.
Hulk Hogan was like a local regular guy back then, you know. In fact, I used to watch Hulk Hogan when I was, you know, a little kid on the wrestling.
Yeah, so you were into it.
But yeah, so it's like, okay, now they've took it to a new level by bringing Hulk Hogan. And he said this word, enough is enough. You know, that's on one of these old Illuminati card games or something. Some people have talked about that. But that's something Trump says a lot, you know, enough is enough.
Yeah, I've never really heard that. So they promoted that too. I just wanted to see if I had that famous picture of Trump being on the ground, sort of in a praying version, just like Elvis.
Yeah.
There's a lot of guys.
Yeah, I don't know. But there might, you know, so yeah, it could be theatrical blood. Like, why was the blood on his face, right? It wouldn't go on his face if it's on his ear. You know what I mean?
But the bottom line is you think the whole thing was faked.
Yeah, that's the main thing. It's quite obvious. It's very theatrical, right? And then the guy in the back with the hat is like, like you said, overacting. Like, they're crisis actors, but they must get those jobs because they're not very good actors. And so what they end up doing is overacting. Because in real acting, you know, real people, we have these emotions, but we're always trying to cover them up. We don't express our emotions. You know, we're trying to prevent ourselves from expressing our emotions. And that's what an actor does, is convey that subtle expression. But these crisis actors are not good actors, so they just express their emotion directly, you know.
Yeah, and to fake cry, it's you almost start. You start off with the laughing muscles, and then you sort of, it morphs into crying. But of course, you don't have all the blood flow when you're really crying, where your face goes flush and the tears come flying. It's really difficult.
And in real life, people try to stop themselves from crying.
That's right.
Like, nobody wants to cry in public.
No.
So you're always trying. You got that. You know, you're like, you want to cry, and then you're trying to stop from crying.
Yeah.
The only good actors can do that.
And I don't even know if they can do it without some kind of thing like garlic in the eyeballs or that kind of thing. I think they need help. I think it's hard. There are ways.
So the main thing is there's techniques to all these things that we don't know about because we don't actively deceive people for a living. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, none of us know these techniques, but they're all really simple techniques, really.
Yeah.
It's like a magic trick. You know, like there's magicians in Las Vegas or just a local musician down the street. They're a magician. They're, they have these little tricks that they
have.
Know
you
how to
watched
do.
The two really good magician movies? One of them was The Prestige. And
I think I saw those a long time ago. Yeah.
Yeah. I got it on my list of things to rewatch.
Yeah.
I want to rewatch that one. There was another one. I can't remember the name right now. There are two of them that came out around the same time. I can't remember the other name, and I can't remember the actors, but someone in the chat can put it in there. I'm just showing the Fakeologist forums. This is where we have the Trump thread. It's a pretty good thread. And
okay, you have a whole thread about that.
Yeah, I put it all in one place. Just so
David, someone made a David Bowie connection. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Now this one here is PK Truth. He did a really, really, really good job. PK's been doing Truth for a long time. And yeah, I really like his stuff. I'll just play a little bit here.
Remember
you can watch.
Good old Boston hoax-a-thon firecracker. We're not far past the finish line, probably something like 200 yards. There was this massive big tent, which I refer to as the Magnificent Thing. That's where all the crisis.
Now, PK Truth was an actor as well, an extra in some movies.
Wow.
So he knows what he's talking about. I can't get the audio any louder. Wait, maybe I can. No, I can't.
Well, you're not going to believe this. But at the supposed assassination attempt of Donald Trump, him standing here on the podium, guess what is behind the stage where he was actually standing? Yes, we have another magnificent thing. Why all these fucking... Oh, it's all one continuous tent. But why have all this tent behind? For the crisis actors that played a part in this shit? 100%. Why do they have this tent at a rally never before seen like that? What a total lot of bullshit. Magnificent thing that the...
Anyway, you got to watch his videos. He's bang on. Okay. These are three of them from a few weeks ago. I haven't kept up to date on his latest stuff.
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously theatrical, and the media, when the media just runs with something like that, and then there, you know, when's the last time you heard newscasters talking about miracles and all these kind of things? It never happens, right? But now all of a sudden they're all just talking about miracles. They all believe in miracles now suddenly. And it's not a miracle according to the definition of miracle, because it's not any kind of supernatural thing, really. Even the official story is just like good luck, you know. So a real miracle is like, you know, you cut off your arm and then it grows back again. It defies the laws of nature, you know.
Absolutely.
So that's why I'm not saying Trump's the Antichrist. I'm just saying false signs and wonders, or that's what's going on. Definitely, there's definitely false signs and wonders going on. False miracles, you know. And then.
By the way, I couldn't link to PK Truth on FakoTube because YouTube blocked direct downloading to FakoTube.
Is he on YouTube?
Yeah, he's on YouTube. He's been banned.
They haven't canceled
him. No, he hasn't been canceled, but I couldn't put a direct link, and that's what I'm trying to do now. Because again, he's kind of hard to find because you got to spell his name right. It's kind of like the Deutsch thingy. You got to get everything right. So. They don't really link to him too well. So right now I'm actually having trouble finding him. So I don't even know what the hell the name of his channel is right now. But it's PK Truth. And he's got about 62 channels. It's hard to find. I'm trying to find now. Mm-hmm.
Now, how about this? This is maybe an obvious one. But do elections even matter? Because I guess that's a big issue in the U.S. now,
they
right?
never
the
did.
Elections. Yeah, yeah. So
well,
that's the thing.
I played that Bill Cooper clip where he just goes and shows you in the Constitution that there is no direct election of the president. It never has been. So what they're doing is they're taking a poll, but it's all the electors. The electors can nominate anyone they want.
Yeah.
That's in the Constitution.
That's a good point. So they probably collect the data. Like they want to know what people are thinking.
Yeah.
And they keep track of what people are doing, but they don't really count. They don't choose the president based on the public election, right? Yeah.
Absolutely. And I'm just, while you're talking, I'm trying to find PK Truth.
He's got
a million channels, but I think some people are uploading stuff in his name themselves, so it's not him.
That happens to me.
It's so frustrating. If you can give me the link, because FakoTube normally links the truth, or it links the source, but I forgot to do it, and it usually is automatic, but of course, I couldn't do it automatically. I had to do it roundabout way, et cetera, et cetera. I really try hard, guys, to put the best stuff and all the references, but it ain't easy when the sites go up and down and all that. So anyway, let's go back to Mr. E. Enough of me and my technical troubles here.
So Kamala.
So we're done with the Trump thing, right?
I guess so, yeah. I mean, it's like for people like us, it's kind of obviously fake and staged, but the average person doesn't really know.
Wait,
that.
One more theory that Fetzer brought up. This one was off the wall whack. He said, oh, Trump found out at the last minute he was going to get assassinated, so he decided to turn the table on the FBI, CIA, and fake it. I thought, come on, that one is... That theory is just beyond stupid.
No. Yeah. Trump. See, Trump is a savior. He's the Messiah. He's Moses or Jesus or something, you know, for some people, you know. And I kind of get it. I understand the appeal of Trump, but
I think Trump's due date is past. I think he's past due. I don't think he's going to get back
in. He's a bit old.
In.
I think Kamala will be the president, actually.
Yeah,
I could be wrong. I don't know the future, right? But
I don't either. But
my guess is Kamala, and they're just gonna want to. They just want to devastate everyone. Like they just want everyone to be really
demoralized.
Demoralized. Yeah, exactly.
Well, I agree. I think Trump is spent. I think he's done his job. He's done his role, and I don't think anyone has any patience for him. I think, and they're building him up so big this time that the fall will be even steeper. Than last time. I think,
well, you know, you never know what they're going to do. They could kill him off, right? They could, you know, I mean, they could use him to divide people even more.
Yeah. You know, but again, Joe proved it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who's president.
Yeah, exactly. That's the thing. Let's live our lives as if it doesn't even matter who the president is. And it really, in a way, it doesn't, right? I mean, think of all the presidents we've had so far. We've all survived it. Somehow, more or less.
And here's your title. What is it? And you put here, unidentified entity discovered living at the United States Naval Observatory. Is that the official residence?
No. Yeah. That's where the vice presidents live.
Is that right?
It looks like a really nice place, actually. If you can Google it, go on the Google Maps or something.
Okay. What is it
and
called?
If you think about it, you know, D.C. is right between Virginia and Maryland, which is the Virgin Mary, because that was settled by Catholics down there.
Absolutely. And what is the name? Andrew White gave the land for the White House. That's why it's called the White House. Did you know that?
Really?
Yeah, Andrew White. He was a good Catholic. And it used to be it used to be called Rome, Maryland. Rome, Maryland is Washington, D.C.
Whoa, it's Rome.
Yeah, it's Rome, Maryland.
It's Catholic Rome. It's the Holy Roman Empire.
Absolutely.
Led by the Pope.
Yeah, but we're told it's the Jews. No, it's not.
It might be the Jesuits and the Pope. Because the Pope was basically the emperor for 1,000 years.
Absolutely, the vicar of Christ.
The Roman Empire, and that is the Fourth Empire, the Book of Daniel. Which I'm looking into these days, but I mean, it's it does seem a lot like Rome, and they got all these Roman statues everywhere.
Yeah, Masonic and all that, however that ties in. Yeah, Johnny Cerucci is the one. I interviewed him quite a while ago, and he's the one that just says everyone a good Catholic. He just lists the Catholics up and down in the power structure. You know, there's the Bitchu crowd is busy pointing out all the Jews. And Johnny Cerucci is going the other way, saying, no, it's the Catholics. I mean, these guys have run the United States forever. It's Catholic land. It's the Virginia, Maryland. Are you getting it yet? Yeah. Come on, man. Yeah. Rome, Maryland. Catholic Andrew White gave the White House land, and it's his house, whatever.
You think about this transpocalypse kind of stuff, you know, that goes back to the goddess cults. In the Catholic priests are eunuchs, technically, you know, anyone who's not allowed to get married is basically a eunuch. They're taking the role of a eunuch priest who worships the goddess, the goddess cult. And the goddess is Mary or Columbia, whatever name you want to give it. So this Catholic, this eunuch priest, you know, who are the androgynous, you know, cultic functionaries of the goddess cults. And they're kind of spreading that ideology now around the world.
Mm-hmm.
Go to Google Maps; you can see it on the map.
Okay,
where it is.
What's the address?
No, just like put in the Naval Observatory.
Yeah, U.S. Naval Observatory. Hold on. Observatory.
Yeah, it's not widely reported where they actually live, but it looks like a nice spread. It's a huge piece of land. It's better than the White House.
It's in Washington.
It's right outside of D.C., I think. I'm not sure which state it's in. I think it's outside of D.C., which is a district of Columbia, right? The goddess. So it's not even a state.
Well, it's quite the circle there, huh?
Yeah.
Oculus.
And scroll back, you can see it. Yeah, there's another sacred geometry, I guess you could say.
Oh, yeah. Look, this road even goes around it. What's it called? This is Massachusetts Avenue Northwest. So there it is.
That's where Kamala lives.
Right beside the Embassy of Italy. Where's the Holy See Embassy? You know that the most important embassy in every country is the Holy See. You know what that is, of course.
Yeah, the Vatican.
Yeah, the Holy See. The Holy See Embassy in Ottawa, Canada's capital, has an underground tunnel right beside the Prime Minister's office.
Wow.
They abut each other.
So D.C. is part of the Vatican. Is that what we're saying here?
Well, there are strong connections here.
I like that someone just left a comment. Kamala represents the moon goddess, divine feminine, like Kibila, Gaia, Isis. Yeah. A mother with a phallus.
We're going to get into that. Okay, so there's the White House here, the National Mall, the Lincoln Memorial. U.S. United States Naval Observatory is here. Okay.
Yeah. Interesting place to live, though, I guess, huh? And then, and then I showed the family. You know, like Kamala basically lives in a white family. Family with a tall daughter.
Okay, let's go.
But anyway, I think Kamala is just a Southeast
Asian
person.
Trump falsely suggests Kamala Harris misled voters about her race. I would actually agree with this. Because
hear my sore throat.
I believe
I didn't even notice
that Kamala Harris may not be half Indian, half Jamaican. I think it's very possible that Kamala Harris is actually a Southeast Asian person, and in fact, a Southeast Asian man. When I see this photo,
let's turn off the audio.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't like listening to my voice, but
we'll get a custom commentary then, and you just tell me when to stop.
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay.
So there's the South. I mean, to me, that just looks like a Southeast Asian man. Kamala.
Yeah. And I get a lot of blowback when I present some of your views to some fakeologists.
Yeah. I mean, Kamala is not the easiest one to spot. But keep in mind, I live in Southeast Asia. I even asked my wife. She's like, oh, that's like a, Southeast Asian dude.
The one guy I have in particular on my site, Forest Valley, so what is the evidence? Are you just saying these things, or what is the evidence?
Bone structure is the evidence. Look at the one on the right. That's a little more obvious. It's the tallest person there.
Yes.
Massive shoulders. Right. And then I gave plenty of evidence for that. That one's easier to spot.
Right.
All right. And I gave plenty of evidence. The thing is, because it's a model, you see a lot of photos. The politicians don't walk around in bikinis, most of them.
Yes.
But Kamala's too short. Well, no, the average height of an Asian man is 5'4", which is exactly what Kamala is. I mean, I see transvestites in real life. Like, they work at the gas station or the grocery store. Mm-hmm. You see them out in normal life these days.
Yeah.
Asian transvestites. And the bone structure in the face, and all the bones are different. In the whole body.
And your video really shows it. So you got to watch this video.
Makeup. Makeup is like a major magic trick, major deception. You could put makeup on any man and it would fool people.
And I've got
it's such a feminizing technique.
I've got it on FakoTube as well. I put almost every one of your videos on my video platform. So if anything ever happens.
I mean, how many women do you know who look like this?
I know.
That's why the mouth, the large mouth, the large teeth. See, for me, it's so obvious. I don't even, and I'm just kind of sick of like explaining all the little details all the time.
I know.
Like people get it or they don't.
The naysayers. Yeah. Let's play some more. Your video really lays it out, really lays out a case, by the way. So we're playing without audio, so we can just take a look.
But so the racial thing, there's no Indian. I know Indian people, and they always give these mixed race.
Mm-hmm.
characters, and then you don't know what they're going to look like, right? Rupert.
Rupert was a character on the Letterman show. Was he the janitor
exactly.
or something?
I went there once. I actually saw him in real life. He actually does have a little deli outside the
Oh, right. Studio. He's the deli guy. Was it a cart?
Yeah. I bought a sandwich there once. No, he has a little shop. I actually walked in there and bought a sandwich, and he was like,
"And he's an Indonesian
cashier."
Is he a Malaysian or an Indonesian?
No, I don't know what he is. Actually, I don't know what he is. It doesn't really matter exactly. I don't know what he is. He might be Chinese or a lot of Chinese people immigrated to Southeast Asia like a long time ago, and so they're kind of ethnically Chinese, but then they grow up in Southeast Asia. You know,
yeah,
he looks like one of those to me. But
so you do a side by side here.
Well, I'm not saying they're twins or anything, but like, look at the skin color.
It's the feature and the colors.
The same skin color, right? And Obama. So I believe Obama is Indonesian, right? So I already did the Obama thing a long time ago. So yeah. Kamala's kind of like Obama.
And we have
think of the racial aspect.
Not only that, but we have the mystery background.
Yeah. Mysterious background to, a foreign, it's not even American black people, right?
And by the way,
they're African black or Jamaican or African blacks and some other, and they're professors meeting at university.
And by the way, when I first got into this whole truth scene, one of the videos that I found, I don't know how I came across it, it was Dreams of My Father. It was a book that somebody put out. I think they made it into a video.
Well, wasn't that Obama's book?
Yeah, but okay. So Obama had a book with the same similar name, and I think the film guy did a takeoff on that name. It was almost the same title. And that's where he's making the case, and I guess he was just providing the alternate conspiracy theory that Obama's father was really a communist black guy. Frank somebody.
Yeah, that's another theory out there. Yeah. No, yeah. I don't believe that one either though.
Yeah,
that's
I don't either.
Red herring.
Yeah, it's an alternate theory that is to muddy the water. But they made a movie out of it. So that's how you know it's fake because it got official confirmation. Yeah. It's the official.
No one's going to make a movie out of things I say.
That's right. That's my point. That's my point. So I didn't realize that that was a technique of disinformation. I didn't even know any of this.
Because
I thought, why is everyone wondering? This guy just made a very compelling movie, and that makes way more sense than the story about the guy banging the drum over in Africa. That's the official story, right?
Those people who are not satisfied with the official story. They're satisfied with the alternative theory. But that's wrong as well.
That's exactly what I'm trying to get at. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
I didn't.
So they're
realize.
Not even black. Obama's not black. He's not white. He's Asian. And we don't know what to do with Asian people. They don't really fit into any narrative. There's no controversy there.
Okay. Ed Kiley says Frank Marshall Davis. That's the guy's name. Okay. That's the official.
Well, that's
story.
It's a legitimate theory. I appreciate the theory. I don't quite buy it because I think he's Indonesian. That's my theory.
No, I think you're right.
There's no crowd. There's no narrative, and there's nobody else believes that. It seems like so. It's like I'm on my own here. Talking
that's because
myself.
No one else is putting it out there. We're putting it out there because it's probably the right theory. So,
but there's nothing you can do with that, right? There's no controversy. It's like, oh, it's Asian. What? You know, like nobody really hates Asian people. Or,
no, there's
or nobody
no controversy
really likes them
over
either.
It. But what? I brought it up to Jan Eric, who's on our audio chat. Make sure you shout out to Jan Eric. Make sure you listen to our audio chats. We've got thousands of hours at Fakeologist Audio Chat. And he says, because Indonesia is the home or one of the centers of commerce where we had the Dutch East India Company.
Exactly.
So
it was a major thing
time
ago.
These merchants have been ruling the world for thousands of years.
So they have some bloodlines there. Maybe.
Bloodlines, exactly.
Families, powerful families who ruled over Indonesia, which was a major player back in the day to get spices and all this kind of stuff.
Right, because this whole world, the world was run by the bankers who are the commerce, these city-states, these commerce.
It's the Dutch East India Corporation.
Right, that's right.
It's a corporate part of the U.S. corporation.
Became the British East Indian, and you
that's
know,
what they are. Yeah, yeah, so they're like this bloodline that kind of got stranded there in Indonesia, and they're like, "Hey, let's show a little love to these people." Well, here.
I don't know if they're stranded. That's just these are.
Well, they're
these,
still ruling over it.
These
it's,
are.
It's the fourth. It's the fourth largest country in the world.
These are the trade routes. So all the commerce, all these commercial centers, all the commerce was done on the shipping trade routes. And that's why they're there. I don't think it's
because
of the
weather.
They have
elites. Like every race is represented by the elites, right? Because they're all over the place. Mm-hmm.
Bloodlines. Yeah. Every ethnicity has their elites. The Jews.
So you can take an Asian person, put them in the White House and claim that they're half black, half white. And then cause all this controversy.
Well, you know, she's drawing attention to the fact that the Indians are actually very high up in United States commerce. They're buying the hotels.
Well,
the highest paid ethnicity in the United States is Indian. So
they're quite wealthy now, yeah. And look at the Prime Minister of the UK, the former.
Exactly. India is a major power player in the world.
And most of the Indian people are still pretty poor, but they have a very wealthy elite class.
Well, right. There's allegedly a billion Indians, but leaves hundreds of millions that probably are in the rising middle class.
Oh, yeah. Tata Motors, T-A-T-A.
Yeah, major, I know Tata.
Tata Steel. Yeah, major company. Major
Make a list
family.
Of the United...
See, there's wealthy families ruling over these countries.
The Indian billionaires are a huge class. India is one of the fastest rising countries in the world.
And that was a British colony, right? So they were they have the elite families and
the Brahmin class.
And all that stuff.
They have a total class system. We're just dealing with the whole Indians. Most of the people I work with are Indians
but I don't think Kamala's Indian at all. They look different than Southeast Asia's.
Well, okay, but Indians have spread all over the world and have for hundreds of years as well. So,
absolutely, yeah.
Okay,
and then that's where Hinduism comes from too, right? They've been around a long time. This is an ancient.
It's the ancient, it's the most
culture.
One of the oldest religions in the world, maybe the oldest. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
For sure. But as for Indonesia, Dutch East India Trading Company.
That makes sense. Yeah, yeah. I was thinking about that, but I wasn't sure exactly why Indonesia. You know why
the city states where the commerce was done.
Yeah, yeah. And Obama grew up there. That's the oldest paperwork we have that we've seen that's legitimate from Obama says he's Indonesian. So there is evidence.
Yeah, DeFreak says
he grew up there.
The Google CEO is Indian as well.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, they're all over the place. And you just think, oh, well, it's because they're good at math. You know?
Well, they're whatever. They're good at a lot
of
things.
They're very smart.
I'll tell you one thing. Yeah. They own all the motels and hotels in the United States right now. So
yeah, they're not messing around.
No.
Anyway, so let's keep going. So, Kamala is not black. There's no black.
No.
Skin there.
They better shut down
Asian.
That message.
So they're lying. They're lying to us about their race and their sex.
Yeah.
Okay. So look at this. So Obama sometimes is light skinned. Sometimes he's dark skinned.
Yeah. That. Yeah. What? Yeah, exactly. So that's just Photoshop.
I don't know. What is he?
Right.
See,
exactly.
See, the one on the left is basically the same skin color as Kamala.
Yeah.
And they look quite similar in many ways, right? Who knows? Maybe they're related. Maybe that's, you know, who
Bloodlines
knows?
Bloodlines again.
And then, I show the president of Indonesia looks a lot like Obama as well.
That's
but
right.
I've been to Indonesia. You can go to Indonesia and look at the people yourself if you want. But they look like this.
Mm-hmm.
This is like an Indonesian transvestite. A huge skull. Huge head on this one. And the voice too. I mean, I can hear the tranny voice, man. All right, nobody else can hear it apparently, but they have a certain way of talking. It's a fake high voice. That's exactly what Kamala is doing. All right, it's a fake high voice. It's the tranny voice. Mm-hmm. That's what it is. So
there's Joko Widodo.
Yeah, that's the president. I don't know if he's still in office right now or
totally
not.
Totally looks like .com. That's funny.
Yeah, that's not me saying it.
Totally looks like .com. Is that that's a website? That's funny.
They're the experts. They have all the actors, you know, like all the actors have like, they're all like related or something, you know.
Let me type that in. Is that a
no? No, these two guys here, their birthday is only 30 days apart, something like that. So who knows? Maybe they're twin brothers. I don't know.
I'm trying to find. Totally.
And
looks
by the way,
like
I'm not saying there's anything wrong with them being Asian, but it's like they're lying about, you know, because when you talk about race, then people, oh, he's racist. No, I'm just saying they're lying about their race, you know.
Looks like totallylookslike.com is not active, but it's on what's it called? It's on.
There's a lot of.
It's on Twitter. So I'll put a link in the.
Maybe they took it down or something.
Yeah, the domain's not working.
But you can still find a lot of those photos online. It was a big thing. Remember, like 5 years, you know, like 5 years ago, before the YouTube purge, that was a huge thing. Mm-hmm. People who, celebrities who look alike and all this stuff.
Yeah, whether they're from a hatchery.
Yeah, that would be my thing. People say, "Oh, they're clones or whatever." Well, I don't know. Maybe they're all kind of just related, and they don't always look the same. But the skin tone, look at the skin tone; it's the same.
Yeah.
So why is Joko Widodo not half white and half black?
Yeah.
He's Indonesian, but the same exact skin color as Obama. But for some reason, he's half black.
I'm looking at the teeth a lot because the teeth are and the gum line, the teeth and the gums.
Oh. Now here's the kiss test.
Right.
Would you want to kiss this woman? It's like, no, nobody, no man wants to kiss Kamala. Why is that?
Mm.
It's because it's a dude. Wow. See, when it doesn't smile, that's why it smiles so much and laughs all the time.
Yeah, the cackle right. is just...
the smiling.
People are focused on the whole, just on the person as well. They're not really focused at all on any policies or direction of the United States.
No, the liberals the left loves Kamala.
It's such a cult of personality, though.
Kamala represents progressivism and transgenderism. And what's the first thing Kamala did after getting the green light? Going on the drag race, RuPaul's drag race.
Oh, right, yeah.
That was the first thing. That's Kamala kicked off the campaign at the drag race.
Why
a
is
show
that?
About transvestites. Why is that? That's not a coincidence.
I'll put that up here.
You know what I mean?
My voice is all
cracked. Which is a different video I did.
All right. Well, it looks like Kamala Harris.
That's me.
Yeah.
And drag race is like a species, right? Like a race, like an ethnicity. Mm-hmm. It's a race of transvestites.
I'll put this in the show notes as well. It's in FakoTube notes right now. If you go to FakoTube.com.
And I guess this must be a popular show. It's been on for a long time.
Absolutely.
I don't know, but I don't know where you can watch it. But
I'm not recommending it.
YouTube. No, yeah. It's like, but why is Kamala starting off the campaign on that show? And there's the definition of race, at least one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Group of people. With certain physical traits, common cultural background, a religion.
I thought race was just sort of a made up word that they've been promoting over the years, but
they want you to think it means competition, right? But there's
right.
another meaning
that's
to
true.
The word race. That's what everyone thinks it is. Oh, it's a drag show competition. Mm-hmm. No, it's a religion. It's a race of drags. Drag race.
Well, let's get back to this video here. So that's Kamala on the right too, and then here we have.
So there's two things. I'm saying they're lying about the race, and maybe people can't see the that it's a male. It's not the most obvious one in the world, but
no,
whatever. You know, because it's Asian. Asians can fake it much better than white or black people.
Yeah, this is really obvious to me. That one is crazy.
You can if you want to look at the stepdaughter, go to like halfway through the video or something. Scroll ahead. Because I think I'm just in this video here, I think I'm just reading it at this point or something. Who knows?
We're looking at. I'm sorry. I thought of sharing the screen here.
Oh, there it is. So this one. So if Kamala is 5'4", which is what Kamala claims to be.
Yeah.
That looks to be maybe 6 inches taller. It's a model. You got to be like, I think, I don't know the exact number. It might be 5'10 or something. You got to be tall to be a model. And just a strange person, like a young person in their 20s, early 20s, just walking around like a celebrity, you know?
Yeah.
I mean? Met Gala, which is the Gala priest, the transvestite priest of the goddess, which I talked about 7 years ago. People think I stole this idea from some crazy British woman. This is weirdos, man. You just come across all kinds of weirdos.
Yeah, well, this is a really esoteric topic, so you're going to get in all kinds for sure.
I mean, it's just weird people. What is that? Have you ever seen anyone looking like that, ever?
Not really, no, but people are getting stranger every day out in public.
You're
so
weird Al.
I don't get out much. I was out today in the wild, and I saw some crazy couples or people walking together today. It was just crazy.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I was down in Buffalo, so
like gay people, or
no, I don't know their sexual. Yeah. I'm just looking at young people and how they're dressed, and the nose rings and the tattoos.
Everyone's got. I was out yesterday, and people with like on their head.
Oh, it's all over.
Their legs, dragon tattoos. You know, like on their skull. You know what I mean? It's like, okay, you know, I don't want to be judgmental here. You know what I mean? I mean, luckily I never got a tattoo. I'm kind of, I was always the weird one because I was playing in bands, like hard rock music, right?
You should have been bands. Totally tatted up.
Yeah. Everyone else had tattoos and I just thought I'll be different, you know, not getting a tattoo is the most rebellious thing.
And it's funny. Last night we were talking on the show about, one of the main crisis actors in Manchester. He was in the hospital. Allegedly, with 22 shrapnel wounds, and he asked for a tattoo of the bee, which is the honeybee or the bumblebee rather, the symbol of Manchester, England, tattooed on his back in the hospital. That was
now. Who's this? This is the Trump thing.
No, this was. Do you remember the Ariana Grande Manchester event in 2017?
Bees are a very Masonic thing.
They absolutely. The hive mind.
The hive that organized with the queen bee, too.
Bee. But the point is, this guy was getting a tattoo in the hospital, and we were just pointing out that would be another impossibility.
Has anyone looked into the assassination, so called victim of the Trump thing? Because there's somebody who supposedly died.
Yeah, the firefighter CC, when they spelled his name wrong. And
I haven't looked into that.
Yeah, that's another. No one died. Well, they just said nobody. That guy wasn't. They even spelled his name wrong on the firefighter jacket.
They're always firefighters, right?
Right.
Kind of get that 9/11
spelled the name wrong and all that. So it's I don't know.
Masons, anyway.
I haven't seen
police.
I haven't seen a video, so I'm sure. Of course, it's phony baloney. Trump really played that up at the RNC convention.
Look at that! Doesn't that look like a rock star in a
kind of like a Roger Daltrey look? Maybe
bit. Yeah. Robert Plant.
Yeah, Robert Plant.
Look at the Adam's apple. There's an Adam's apple right there.
Of course, yeah. So we're looking at a guy dressed up as a girl, and
I mean, that's what it seems like to me. I mean, but I guess I'm the weird one, you know.
A lot of androgynous vibes.
Exactly. Yeah. So anyway, that's Kamala's family, you know.
It's
so black.
It's another
exactly
very
Indian.
Very very strange set of people ruling over us.
There's a good one of the Adam's apple as well, so you know. Now there people would argue, well, they're putting stuff in the food and the women are kind of, you know, different now, and they may be
I don't know.
Right.
I saw lots of real women today. This is just sort of a sort of a Harry Potter strange. Everything is extremely strange. Now, big hips there, by the way. That's looks like female hips.
No. Swinging the butt out.
No, this one.
Oh, sitting down.
Yeah, that looks
maybe, but it's the same person. So why are the hips changing?
Yeah, it looked a little more feminine, right down in the base.
But they can fake the hips. I've seen transvestites in real life when they have these, you know, they have curvy hips in them.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes I'll ask. I was like, "How did you do that?" Like,
that doesn't look like the same set of hips.
They inject just like their fake boobs, right? They inject silicone in their hips. And this is the mother, the tall one on the right.
Yeah,
there is the mother of Kamala, who again doesn't look Indian to me. Looks Southeast Asian. It looks like a dude to me. I don't know. What does that look like? A woman to anybody?
It's very strange. Do we even know this is a real shot or it's Photoshop?
Yeah, exactly. We don't know who any of these people really are.
We don't even know where this is. You know.
How do we know? You know, and then we haven't really talked about the Olympics yet. But
yeah, we can go to the Olympics. We can close off on the Olympics.
I don't know if you have time.
No, we'll do the Olympics. We'll do the Olympics. We're going about an hour and 20. So let's do the Olympics next. We'll close off on that because I'm kind of...
I mean, my point was just... So people don't even realize this, but it starts out with a ceremony to Apollo, the sun god, and that's how they light the torch.
Right. Everyone is trying to make this seem like it's the Last Supper, but you really broke it down that it is not.
I mean, it's kind of it's the Last Supper, and that's part of it, but it's a feast of Dionysus imitating the Last Supper, and that's what it is. That's the Olympics has always been a pagan religious festival, like it says right there, right?
Okay.
And so what do you know, why would how people think it's just some kind of sporting event or something today? And it was so here it is right here. This is from this year, by the way.
Okay. They did this?
This is this year. This is how they light the torch.
So they did this with this whole ceremony.
They did this year. Okay. They do it every four years. They start with this. And these priestesses are singing and chanting and praying to Apollo.
Right. So what's the torch? Is that part of the sacrifice or
that is the light coming from Apollo.
Okay.
It's the sun's rays come down in that little dish there.
They concentrate them.
And then it sparks the torch. That's the sun rays going into that thing and then it lights the torch.
So that concentrates the energy of the sun into a spark.
Yeah, it's Apollo.
Oh, I see.
It was a demon.
Is Apollo the sun?
Sun god.
Okay.
Amongst whatever. You know, it's pantheism. So they're always a mix and match of all kinds of things.
But is Apollo the name of the sun in
the
Greek?
Name of the sun god. No. That word actually kind of means destruction in Greek. Apollyon.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, you can look up Apollo in there as well. Oh, that's my video. I was thinking you're looking at Wikipedia. But when Rome became Christian after Constantine, they banned the Olympics. Okay. And I'm kind of looking at this from a Christian's perspective because all the Christians are freaking out, you know, because of the
thing. And you're telling them not to worry.
This guy, I think that was R.C. Sproul, a theologian. But
oh, is that right?
I'm not telling them not to worry. I'm thinking, well, it is a pagan religious festival. So this is what pagan religious festivals do.
Okay.
So a lot of Christians are like, well, we want to watch the Olympics. Well, why? Why do you want to watch a pagan religious festival?
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're upset because it's getting too satanic now, but it's like, it's always been satanic for 2,500 years. That's my point, which they don't know the history of the Olympics. They don't know what it is fundamentally. It's like if you walk into a satanic ritual and you're like, oh, why are they doing all these satanic things? I can't believe it. Well, that's what it is. That's what they do.
Right. how did they... So they tied that into competition, sports competitions? Was it always sports competitions, the Olympics?
It's like theater. It's like theater was done for the gods. Everything's done for the gods.
Okay.
You know, so they brought, then, but still today, apparently, as well.
So they brought out their best racers and archers.
It's all in honor of the gods. Yeah, yeah. And all the sporting events were done by men, and they were naked.
Okay.
For some reason, I don't really get that, but it's just how the ancient Greeks were all into all kinds of weird stuff.
Right. They love their male nudity and all that. Yeah. The Greeks and their and didn't we talk about pedestry? What's it called? Is that the right word? I can't remember.
Yeah, something like that. It's
where they take young boys and they sponsor.
Well, you know
them.
What that is though? In Greek, I've read the ancient Greek texts that supposedly talk about that. They're all transvestites.
Mm-hmm.
Pedastery, something
like pedastery,
that.
That's where the young boys were.
But those passages in the ancient Greek texts that write about that kind of thing, the boys always dressed up in makeup and wearing female clothing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the word that's used in the Bible that people don't know how to translate. So it's, there was older men and young boys. That was a thing. But quite often the young boys were dressed up like women. They were feminized. They were transvestites. And that's what that word means. People think the word means malakos. They think it means pederasty, but it means transvestite. So that's why that's probably one reason there's so many transvestite athletes these days, you know.
Interesting.
And then and then people are like, oh, the Olympics is so satanic. Well, no, all these women, these female athletes are all a bunch of
dudes.
You think also. These are all dudes, these guys?
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Okay.
Look at the one in the middle.
Yeah, she's definitely.
These are bioengineered athletes or something. Look at the one on the left, the shoulders.
Well, right. Yeah, female swimmers, no, though, get very big up top, but I just don't
these
know.
These are gymnasts, I believe. But
gymnasts? Okay.
Yeah, that's why, like, it's so obvious, really, but then people say, oh, well, they're athletes, so, you know, so it's like, it's difficult to persuade people, I guess, but.
Who's this?
I don't know, some singer, some entertainer.
Oh, okay, you're just showing.
Another half black, half Asian.
Oh, okay, I gotcha.
Yeah, Serena Williams was there. I'm just going through the whole thing, right?
Oh, I see. You're just showing.
But see, people, it's like it starts out with this is the first thing that happens. But this happened like maybe a month or two ago. And I don't even know if they show this on TV.
Or they light the torch, yeah.
But why aren't the Christians freaking out about this? The whole thing begins with
this is sun worship.
Worship of demons. That's what this is. It's a worshiping demons. That's how it starts out.
Mm-hmm.
But Christians don't even care about this. And that's the fundamental thing underlying the whole Olympics festival. And now here they kind of reveal what it's all about, and then people freak out about it. And there's a bunch of trannies in the back, you know, and that's Dionysus. He's all blue. Blue is the color of aliens.
And this is the testicle wardrobe malfunction back here where the guy is.
Somewhere back there.
The whole testicle Olympics.
And there's a bearded dude in a dress.
So we've got this.
And nobody knows what that is.
We got this unidentified large object, and it's just really.
There's kind of the, you know, the Apollo kind of thing on top, the goddess, the Columbia, Mother Mary kind of,
right.
Kind of things as well. There's the transvestites all over the place. But, you know, I mean, that's the whole point. It's just,
it's just sort of debauchery.
Yeah, for sure. They had these orgies and stuff. So they'd go to the Olympics in the ancient world up in Olympia, Greece, and then they'd have party. It was like a big party, you know, feasts and food and drink and sex.
Huh.
Sex, drugs, rock and roll, I guess. And then
I called it the testicle Olympics because we got the guy with the testicle hanging out, and then we got men dressed up as women beating up on the women in the boxing.
Yeah, then they had a little child there. Yeah. So, and then, you know, people have contact me about that thing, the boxers, and they—I don't know. I mean, for me, it looks like a man beating up a woman. That's kind of what it looks like to me.
Yes.
Some people are like, "Well, the man's actually a woman, and the woman's—you know—it's like, well, this is not overthink it too much here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I can't really see it, then I can't go there. You know what I mean?
No, of course.
But it does seem scripted, though. It seems intentional to cause this controversy.
Yeah, that's drama. It brings eyeballs and attention.
Yeah, and then even all the news commentators on the boxing thing, they're still using the pronoun she for the guy.
Mm-hmm.
Even the ones who are criticizing it, they're all using the she pronoun to talk about the male boxer.
Mm-hmm.
Who's obviously male just by looking at him, right? Unless, you know, people think, well, it's an FTM. Well, whatever. It looks like a man. It's like you don't need to do a chromosome test or a... I mean, just try to look down at his dick or something. If you don't know the bone structure, you don't know what a man's looks like. I mean, there's different ways to confirm his.
Yeah, well, sex. They were saying it's a hermaphrodite, both sexes and all that.
No, that's the no.
That's all deflection.
There's no way. Yeah.
And this
it's not a hermaphrodite. How many hermaphrodites become boxers?
Yeah, that's true.
They're just see. It's just there's some intentional narrative going on here.
Mm-hmm.
And it is outrageous. I mean, it's like so now
it's anti-human.
Domestic abuse is men can beat up men beating up women is an Olympic sport, but that's the narrative though. That's that, and they're pushing that out there for some reason. So the whole thing is just really strange and evil and horrifying. But for some reason they're just doing it right out in the open. You know what I mean? So yeah, I think there is some fakery going on with this male boxing thing, like intentional.
Mm-hmm.
In the way the female boxer kind of quit and said, this is unjust.
Yes.
And that's a strange word. That was the English translation at first in the news. I think that person was speaking some other language, but it's That's a strange word. That's a very biblical word, actually, or even a Masonic word, you could say, because they kind of use these biblical language a lot. You know, this is unjust, which means unrighteous or wicked or evil. You know, it's kind of a legal term. So the whole thing was just a little strange. So we'll kind of see what happens and what's going on here, but you know, see how it all plays out. But there's some intentional drama, like you said.
Absolutely.
With the Olympics. Yeah.
I just think they can't compete with TikTok generation. I don't think the same eyes are on it. I don't know if these are true, but they say the reports.
Causing that, drama.
Yeah, I heard that people aren't traveling to Paris. I hear athletes are getting sick in the polluted River Seine. And then we have the whole migrant crisis, illegals in Europe causing trouble. Yeah. And it's just, and people are
and
staying
look at
away.
The Prime Minister of France as well with his husband. Yeah. People can't see that his wife is a man.
Well, that's become mainstream now. Like your work.
It has, actually, yeah.
It's totally mainstream.
Well, that one, Candace Owens talks about a lot. But I think Candace Owens is another one of these.
Yeah, she's a
Filipino man.
Yeah, and she could be she's a reversal herself, or he's a reversal
yeah,
herself.
Yeah, see, they're kind of, and even like Megyn Kelly, like, all these newscasters are, most of them are trans as well, and they're saying, oh, the Olympics is so terrible.
Yeah,
it's like the transcasters are saying, it's like weird, everyone is involved.
They're distracting.
They're controlling the narrative, yeah.
Yeah, they're steering the river.
On both sides, right? The anti-trans agenda is, or the anti-trans reaction is controlled by the trans newscasters. So it's weird.
I like transcasters.
You know? Transcasters. Megyn Kelly is a really good example. I guess I'd probably do another video on that one of these days, because Megyn Kelly's saying the things you want to hear, right?
Yeah.
Oh, we shouldn't have, but then once in a while, like 5% of what they say is, well, we shouldn't have men beating up women, but it's okay to have transvestites, because, you know, if we do it in the right way, it's okay to have transvestites. You know what I mean? Like, kind of allowing it to exist in a more, so they're kind of doing the good cop bad cop thing. They take it to an extreme that's unacceptable, really, to anyone with common sense, and then they dial it back a bit.
Yeah.
But then it still exists in a more socially
acceptable way. Yeah. They're kind of it's conditioning. They're conditioning us to accept it, I suppose.
It's like that Bud Light. What was that Bud Light one's name? Bud Light.
Dylan Mulvaney or Dylan.
Yeah, yeah. Like it's comical almost, right? It's absurd.
And there's a story where that person went to Peru, and then they cracked down. Or I think it was a tweet on the No Agenda show where they said he's going to Peru to get away from all the controversy, and then in Peru they just passed a law saying you couldn't dress up as a woman if you were a guy. So he kind of went to the wrong country, it seems.
Wow.
It was something like that. So that was kind of funny.
Yeah. Well, here's another thing, too. They're almost trying to, like, create a theocracy as well in the U.S. You get, like, this guy, J.D. Vance, who's a Catholic.
Right, right.
And, you know, so it's like that's, which is dangerous as well, I think.
Yeah.
Because then you end up with a Handmaid's Tale or something, you know. But that's another thing. You do see the Christian right getting a little bit wacky in trying to become a theocracy, and that would also be a nightmare. It's never worked before, and that also just becomes corrupt anyway.
Yeah, you Timothy know. Ryan is saying Megyn Kelly is Nicole Brown Simpson. No. Actually, Nicole Brown Simpson is just a digital representation of, I believe, Denise Brown.
Who's Denise Brown?
Well, that's sister? That was the official sister.
Brother?
No, that was the sister.
Oh, really?
That actually is a person. But Denise. Nicole Brown Simpson, I don't think was...
Oh, it never existed.
No, it's just a digital a digital copy with some morphing. Yeah.
Oh, nice. Denise Simpson. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and Miles Mathis. Shout out to Miles Mathis, who thinks we're paralleling him. I did point that out. He did a paper on that. That makes the most sense to me. So there... I believe there was a retrospective of where Denise Brown was doing some retrospective on the OJ trial, I guess because OJ allegedly just died.
Yeah.
And Miles Mathis laid it out perfectly. Yeah, I don't think these people exist. These
kind of like Martha Washington.
No, I don't even think. Exist. Yeah, I don't think Ron Goldman in the OJ trial. He didn't exist either. That was probably
the Kardashian family is involved in this drama somehow as well, right? Because the Kardashian was OJ's lawyer or something.
Right, that's right. He's one of the lawyers at the beginning.
Which is Bruce Jenner's family as well.
Yeah, that's a strange tie-up as well.
The Wheaties box. And that's a good point. That's really interesting. Yeah, because they do have these, just like Prince, right? Prince is now living as Tika Nelson, I believe.
Yes.
And Tika Nelson never existed.
Right.
Ever, until after Prince died. So it's the same kind of thing, I guess.
Yeah, it's just more
fictional
deception.
Characters. So OJ didn't kill his wife because, I mean, well, you think, well, who was he married? People must have.
Well, he was
seen
married before.
Around.
He was married, but he had a previous wife. But this was, I guess, his second wife allegedly. But I don't think she existed. So he may have been walking around with Denise Brown. But I don't know who.
Yeah,
we don't know where we don't travel in those circles, so there's no way of knowing. Yeah. But the fact that it's a fictional character makes a lot more sense. Cause
it's a lot like Orson said, right? It's all they're all actors.
Yeah, it's easier to manage a fictional character.
All theater. The news is just the news is like I just think of the news like you're watching a TV show that has a new episode every week. Like one of these, you know, dramas. There's drama, there's action, there's good guys, there's bad guys. There's a surprise now and then, you know, somebody dies, whatever. So it's like there's writers. Writers are writing the script.
Yeah,
just like
sure.
In a wrestling match, it's written. They do write it out. It's entertainment and it's drama and it's all
the best entertainment on earth. This presidential show has been really good this year. I really recommend it.
Yeah, I mean a fake assassination. That's exciting.
Well, in July, normally nothing happens in July, so it's been great.
We don't get many of those, really. Once in a while, Reagan had one.
Yeah, no, it's been really good. It's been a good show. Just like tonight. Tonight's been a really good show. I'm sorry I was a little late, but the traffic was bad, and we had some major downpours in and around this area. Flash flooding was the alert on my phone. Of course, it's just heavy rain. I think we can take it. We can drive through heavy rain. It's not that hard. But man, the media sure blows stuff up. But I think you did a great job. You had some really good stuff tonight, Mr. E, on your channel. Everyone needs to go to Mr. E on BitChute. If you check out his channel, he's got all the links, YouTube, BitChute, Odyssey, and Patreon. Make sure you support independent media. Hopefully you're getting lots of Patreons, Mr. E, I hope.
A little bit.
Good. Well, he needs more.
Appreciate it.
Everyone should donate to independent media. If you like Mr. E's stuff, and if nothing else, it's entertaining. It's really good stuff. He does a really good job putting the clips together. And you need to spread his work and support him because he got COVIDed out of his job. So it's probably not easy. So he's a victim of COVIDs and COVID discrimination where he.
Yeah. Yeah. Where's my human rights?
Yeah. He refused to take the holy water into his arm. He didn't take the vaccine into his life. He didn't get the sacrament, so he's been excommunicated like so many people.
Sacrifice, yeah. They placed their sins on my head and cast me out of the community.
Yeah, excommunicated.
So they could be cleansed. They're cleansed.
Right, and you are the.
I was the contamination. I'm the contamination, and they sent me out into the desert.
Wandering into the desert, exactly. So please support Mr. E. And Mr. E, thanks a lot for coming on. We'll bring it back. When you pump out some more stuff, which I'm sure you're on a roll again. You got a lot of content going on, so I really
thanks for having me.
Yeah, it was good, and you've got another podcast you did with another guy that's also on your BitChute channel, so make sure everyone checks it out.
I have a lot of content. I just I need to edit all the videos and finalize them. So,
Kate Emma says, "Cheers, Ab and Mr. E. He wants you to come. She wants you to come back more often." And there's a lot of, you got a lot of fans here for sure. Everyone likes Mr. E.
Yeah, he's a lot of good comments.
He's not just a transvestigator. You can see his work. He covers all the psyops. So, and I think you're bang on with Kamala. You're absolutely bang on. And Obama, it's all goes back to the bloodlines of some of the biggest traders in commerce. The Dutch East
Indies. That's a great insight. Yeah, that makes sense. And that
it all ties together.
Problem is, these theories don't really catch on. And then you're having dinner with your friends.
Oh,
they're talking about Kamala, and then you're like, oh, by the way, Kamala. I think Kamala's Indonesian. And then people just look at you like you're crazy.
Well, they don't look into it. I don't care. I'd rather be crazy than conformist.
Exactly.
All right, bud. Thanks a lot for joining in, and have a really good rest of your summer. But you'll be back. You'll be back sooner rather than later.
Yeah. Just let me know.
Oh, perfect. Thank you so much. Have a great day over there.
Alrighty.
All right. Thank you, and thanks everyone for joining. I'm a little wasted tonight, tired. Thanks everyone for joining. Mr. E is a great guest. We all love him. And don't forget, this is Value for Value. If you like this show, please support us. Fakeologist.com/donate. The website isn't working right now. I'll get it back up when I get a chance. Otherwise, we'll see you tomorrow. Unless I work on the website, we'll see. Have a good one. Take care. Over and out.